so grateful for so many things today. We had a smooth start to the semester. We have record enrollment. We have so many people on campus. I never thought I'd be happy to say the parking lot is, you know, crowded, but this is a good thing for that to happen. Now, repeat after me. We made it through.
We made it through.
We made it through. We made it through.
That's Dr. Martha Saunders, the president of the University of West Florida, yesterday during her State of the University address for 2021. Joining us now by phone, the aforementioned Dr. Martha Saunders. Martha, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
Absolutely. Good to have you. So this has been, my goodness, for any institution like UWF, this has been challenging to say the least, right?
It absolutely has been challenged. It has been a test of our resilience that I don't think we've ever had before.
And as a result of that, obviously, we're now on the kind of the downside of the Delta wave, which is good news. We're still not in good territory yet, but we are heading towards good territory. And that means some changes, I assume, for the way UWF works. But also, you're planning, like you're in a kind of a planning phase, and I'm sure there are major implications of some of the stuff that you've learned from dealing with this pandemic. Am I right?
Yes, we have, and we are in planning. We are in the front end of our master planning and strategic planning that we're required to do for the state, and we're bundling that with enrollment planning and diversity planning. And really coordinating the efforts. And the reason I really emphasize with the campus, we have had a major disruption. COVID, when we had to send everybody home, when we had to switch to fully remote, it was a major disruption. And as I told the group yesterday, sometimes storms can clear paths. And we've learned that we can do things differently. And I think it gives us a great opportunity to really sit down and look at how we deliver on our mission. And do we need to do things the same old way? Do we need as many buildings? Do we need different kinds of buildings? Can more people work remotely? What needs to be on campus? What more can we do in the community? And this may be the most important work we do this year, because I really think it's going to influence the development of the university for years to come.
You know, I think there's been a lot of focus on the effect of remote learning for kids, and it's generally the research is that it's been very, very bad for them, both from an educational productivity standpoint, but also from a psychological health standpoint. When I think about college, and I know UWF is a little bit different because it tends to be predominantly a commuter college as opposed to being a university, as opposed to being a, you know, traditional, big, everybody's on campus all together, although there is that component. But it has always seemed to me, looking back on my own experience, that all together in one placeness is a big part of the university experience. Are you concerned at all that more of a transition away from that concept of higher education would be a change in what people really get out of the experience of going to UWF?
You know, I think there you need both. I think we have a very strong core of what I call a traditional college student.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come to college, they live in the dorms, they, you know, join the band, they, you know, join a fraternity and all of that. But it is so much more when you just look at graduate programs alone. And that has been our fastest growth this year. We had a 16% enrollment increase in graduate studies. Well, they've already had their their traditional experience.
Right.
And they're looking for greater career opportunities. So I think you can't abandon the traditional core, or you really lose what, you know, what it's all about when we set up universities.
Right.
But I think there is an awful lot of room for exploration. One of the things we have been focusing on for years is to make sure that our students get what I call high impact practices, that they get experiences while they're in school that sets them apart. When that resume hits the desk of the hiring person, what have they done either in the form of an internship or undergraduate research that sets them apart. And so those are the explorations we're doing. We can, you know, where we can connect students with employers. That's huge. And it's paying off for us this year in the performance-based funding metrics. UWF was number one in the percentage of our graduates who are employed 1 year after college.
That's great.
And, you know, and in my mind, that is the quality metric. Does anybody want your graduates?
Absolutely.
And when you're leading, I mean, it tells me that our students are being prepared in the way they need to be prepared, and people want them. So I think some of our planning opportunities are going to be, what more can we do, you know, connecting with preparation activities that happen outside the classroom?
No, that's great.
Yeah. And so I think those are important questions.
Yeah, and I love that you're seeing all that success in terms of people having jobs in their field after graduation, because, you know, that's always the question is, higher education gets the knock sometimes of being a little bit of a, you know, of a gamble. You know, you're going to get this degree, especially liberal arts, my own background, and then will that produce anything, you know, economically for you, right? So, and yet, and to see that that is happening for the graduates, that's fantastic. Back to Dr. Martha Saunders. I know one of the big projects that I think was put off in part because of COVID, but is now going to begin soon, is the field house, where you have so many athletic events, is going to be undergoing renovation. Why is that happening, and how long is that going to take?
Well, it's happening because we received funding in the last legislative session, and so that we were very, very grateful for that. We had to close down part of the capacity until we could address some fire abatement issues, and so this gives us the money to do that. And while we're at it, we're adding bleachers and more capacity. So it's really important because it's really our only building where we can get lots of people in.
Right.
So we can host conferences. We can, more. We already have our freshman convocation, but we could do even more campus-wide events there. So it'll take about a year once we get underway, and we think we'll get started in January. It's going to be challenging because we already do a lot of stuff in that building. So, you know, I may have a few coaches living in my office for a while because we got to move people out in order to, to do the renovations. And we have events there.
Right.
So we'll be calling on probably a lot of the local athletic facilities and say, hey, can we host a game here? Because for a few weeks, we're going to be offline.
Well, so and even
it's challenging, but it will be worth it.
And even something that did not manifest, thank goodness, because of COVID, you know, the field house was one of the, you know, potential shelters if we needed to expand field hospital capacity. We didn't know what to expect. And, you know, right. That was one of the things. So, yeah, and like the robotics competition, which there's all kinds of stuff that happens there. Mm-hmm. Hey, the just a last quick thing I wanted to ask you about. I know it's not your research, but I thought it was interesting research. UWF came out with this kind of announcement this week that there's information leading to the conclusion that the Underground Railroad ran through Pensacola Pass by boat, that slaves actually fled Florida, slavery conditions, or from elsewhere through Florida with that on boat. He said, I mean, that's, you guys are doing all kinds of interesting stuff all the time.
Well, we really are. And what we do is, and sometimes I call it the community as textbook. You know, we live in such a rich, rich cultural history here.
Right.
You walk outside and you don't have to dig very long to find something incredibly fascinating. And so certainly the history of the Underground Railroad with its connection with Fort Pickens, certainly good connections with our archaeologists, is just one piece of that. And I think that's what a university like us are supposed to do. You know, we're here to, you know, enrich this community, and we do it by doing what we do.
Yeah, no, it's great, all the applied work that can be done, as you say, in our community as a historical field specimen, basically, for a really good program. Last thing, football tomorrow. I won't ask you to make predictions, but it's a big game against Delta State at Delta State. Can we just hear, you know, a nice go Argos?
Well, go Argos, and it's looking good.
I agree. We look pretty strong this year. When your opponents don't even want to show up to play, you know, which I understand, we'll take it.
When the challenge is getting people to play you, you probably have a pretty good team.
That's exactly right. Dr. Martha Saunders, the president of the University of West Florida. Dr. Saunders, thanks so much for the time this morning. Thanks for what you do. We certainly appreciate the jewel that is West Florida, University of West Florida. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Have a good week.
You bet.